I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The streets of Haiti have been filled with fires and protests during the last week. Eva DeHarta for Haiti with Love says the riots seem to have reignited in Port-au-Prince on Wednesday morning.
You're talking about people who make, in their own money, $2 a day, and they're looking at gasoline costing $20 a gallon.
Recent rains cleared up much of the dangerous smoke hanging over the country, but the damage still hasn't all been resolved.
They're destroying businesses that would help the economy. They're destroying homes of families that will be displaced. There's just no logic to what happens when a mob gets into a frenzy.
Ask God to lead the nation to a quick, peaceful, and effective compromise. And in Kenya, people with disabilities are considered cursed and their lives unworthy of living. Margaret Njuguna of Engedi, a home for children with disabilities and ministry partner of Set Free Ministries, is working to release Kenya from these harmful attitudes by educating children.
One of the things I've started is to work with children. The churches that are around our town, including my own child, we've been having Sunday school children who are between the ages of 7 to 11 years come to us on Sunday mornings once in a while for their Sunday school class to come to Engedi and to have the children's service with us.
Pray for the next generation to learn through this ministry that all lives have value in God's eyes. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.